In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us this parable of the king who entrusted to his servants various levels of talents based on their ability. And that's exactly what God has done for each and every one of us. So there are a couple of things we need to be aware of. First of all, we can't be worried about what anybody else got. That I got more than this one or I got less than that one, that's not what's important. Because God gave to each one according to their ability. And therefore, he is going to expect a return according to our ability, according, therefore, to what he has given. Not according to what we might want to do. Somebody with less might think that they would want more. And we tend to look at others and say, oh, how come I don't have that ability, or how come I didn't get that? Because that's not what God wanted you to have. Perhaps if you had this or that ability, you would be so filled up with pride that you would wind up losing your salvation. So he didn't give it to you. Instead, he gave something that might actually help you to grow in humility. Not exactly what you might have wanted, but exactly what you need. On the other hand, God may have entrusted to you a whole bunch of things, which number one means you can't be looking down at others because they have less than you, but you also have to recognize that God is going to be expecting a great amount from you if he's given you a great amount. So even though we can look at somebody who has a lot and they do a little bit with the lot that they have, that person with a little bit who does a lot with the little that they have has actually done more than the person with a lot. Even if objectively we were to look at it and say, no, but this person with 100 different talents and abilities, they did this much. And this person with just that one little tiny thing only did this much. But the person with 100 had enough to fill it up from here to the ceiling and only did this. The person with 1 had the ability to do that, and that's what they did. And God's going to look at that person with the 1 and say, well done, good and faithful servant. You did what I was expecting you to do with what I gave you. To the one who had a whole bunch and didn't do much with it, God's not going to be too impressed. So when we look at the first reading and we hear about a faithful priest, and isn't it amazing that the way that it's written makes it sound like this is a pretty astounding thing? Obviously, it didn't happen very often that they actually have to write about the fact that there was a priest who was faithful to God. Imagine that. Nothing has changed. We still have the same problem. And so the priests, who have been entrusted with a tremendous amount, what God is expecting of them. It's pretty sad when we've gotten to the point where we might look at a mediocre priest and think that he's a saint. Because we're comparing him to some of the others and think, wow, here's at least somebody who's doing this and that. It's like, yeah, imagine that. A priest actually heard some confessions and said Mass. That's what he's supposed to do. That's like saying, oh, what a hero. You took care of your kids. That's what you're supposed to do. There's nothing heroic about that. It's become so in our situation. And the same is true with the priests. If they're doing what they're supposed to do, there's nothing heroic about that. But how sad that we've gotten to the point, well, I guess it's not anything new, because that was the Old Testament that wrote about this. So the book from Wisdom, I mean, that was written a couple of hundred years before our Lord. And they were still marveling that there was one priest who was so faithful that they could actually write about him. So there's nothing new under the sun. We need to pray for the priests, obviously. we need to make sure also that no matter what it is that God has given to each one of us, that we are faithful to what God is asking. And be really, really careful, especially within the church, not to look at the example that is given and say, well, if he doesn't have to do what he's supposed to do, why should I have to do what I'm supposed to do? Because when that priest stands before God, he's going to stand before him alone. And when you stand before God, you're going to stand before him alone. And God's not going to look at you and say, well, because your priest really wasn't too impressive, I don't expect you to be either. No, you're going to be required to give an accounting for what God has given to you. The priest who has given bad example is going to be in big trouble, because God is going to expect an accounting from him too. So it's not about the example that's given. It's about what God has given and what we have done with the gifts of God.